Bless the name of the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Jay of Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide, and this is a special edition, shall I say, of the gathering, the men's prayer call we normally have on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 9:15. This is a special recording that we are making of our gathering for 2020. Our main focus has been, men of perfected vision. And as we've come into this last quarter of the month, we're going to be dealing with prayer throughout all of these teachings, especially within the month of October, intimacy with God through prayer, intimacy with God through prayer. We've had a great week, a great few weeks so far. And we're thankful for all of our presenters so far. My brothers, Brother Walter and Brother Gerald, awesome job so far. This next step that we're going to go through is there's a few scriptures that we're going to give on this. And the great thing about having this on replay is I'm not going to, that you can go back and play this over and over and get the scriptures and put them together. But we're going to just jump right in on that. Today, we're going to be dealing with intimacy replacement. Intimacy replacement. All right. Now, of course, even by hearing that, well, we can get the idea and understand that nothing takes the place of intimacy with God. Nothing takes the place of intimacy with God. And as we come to understand the importance of prayer overall, and as we move into this arena of understanding intimacy's place that really makes our prayers work, let's say, or really makes them us bond and grow in our relationship with the Lord, we can start to understand that our level of intimacy cannot go farther than our focus and our trust for God. Our focus and our trust for God is really what's going to spark and bring us into a greater of level of intimacy. And so what the Lord was leading me to do before we actually go into our prayer time, and I want to do a little bit more teaching than I normally would in our 15 minutes, but this is very important as we're setting up some things going forward. So there's a few things as we go into this greater relationship with God, coming to know Him more and more, coming to know our place in Him, coming to have a greater identity, understanding of our identity in Him. So there's certain things that are a part of our Christian life, as our life as believers overall, that we want to make sure that we can have laser focus on where they fall in our growing relationship with God. And so, as I said, nothing can take the place of intimacy with God. But if we're not careful, even the things that God gives us to support our intimacy, to grow in our intimacy, we can kind of take them out of context. So three things I'm going to get you. You can kind of note them, or you can kind of, again, there's going to be a lot of scriptures I'm going to roll through in this time. Praise God. And the first thing is going to be, we're talking about intimacy replacements. What kind of things do we unknowingly replace our intimacy with? And we want to be careful about these things. Number one, reading the Bible. That's right. Reading the Bible does not replace intimacy with God. John 5:39. This is Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, and he said, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Look at this. "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life." Jesus was something else, man. So listen, you can read through the scriptures, and I know when I was coming up, I don't hear too much about it now, but we used to do this go through the Bible in a year plans where you read a certain amount of scriptures and certain amount of chapters a day. And then if you do that and keep going all through, you will have read the entire Bible within one calendar year. And the thing about that is, and that's good, that certainly has its place. But when we're talking about that, the focus of what we're talking about now is intimacy with God. Just because you're reading the Bible and you got your three scriptures in, that doesn't necessarily mean that you've grown in your intimacy with God. But yet there are things that we can do to support our relationship and our intimate relationship with God. Maybe instead of trying to get three or four chapters in, maybe you take in a couple verses as the Lord leads. And when you read to something that really sticks out to you, then instead of just keep going, just maybe read that verse again, and then you read that verse again, and you read that verse again, and then you seek the Lord and saying, Lord, what are you saying to me? Because I feel something tugging on me when I get to this verse. What is this verse saying to me? And so you're not looking to just read it. You're looking to have and grow in your relationship with Him. Okay. And I'm trying to hit these quick. Almost all of these can really teach for maybe an hour themselves, but I'm just trying to hit these just so we can get an understanding of this. So again, reading the Bible does not replace intimacy with God, but it can provide a great platform for hearing from God. All right. Praise God. Number two, confessing the word. That's right. Confessing the word does not replace intimacy with God. Hebrews 4:14, a great one that we can start with. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Now, that word profession is the same as the word confession. Confession. Psalms 119:89, we'll put together with this. It says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And it's this open-ended kind of thing in Psalm 119 where it says that. And you can look at the verses around that where it just kind of brings this verse out where it's almost like it stands alone, but stands in. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So it's almost like open-ended for us to say that means we need to establish it in the earth. The word of God is settled in heaven, but God has put, he's given this earth, as the word says in another place, to the children of men. So it is us who speaks forth this word. It's us who, 2 Corinthians 4:13, we'll bring this in right here, because this is the key thing that I'm going to talk about in just a minute. So we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, here it is, we also believe, and therefore speak. This is the key thing that we do concerning confessing the word of God. We confess the word of God because we believe that there is a truth that we are speaking, this truth that has gotten inside of us. Now, the issue here is, the intimacy issue is here, that when you wake up in the morning with the mindset of, I got to do my confessions, all right? I got to do my confessions so I can change things in my life. See, so if you have that mindset, then we begin to go into a works mentality of, I confess to make things change. Be careful with that, brothers. Be careful with that. No, I confess because through intimacy with God, I get a revelation that through Christ, things have changed. That's the key thing. And what I believe, again, I speak. And what I speak in faith, glory to God, I see. That is huge. That is huge there, brothers. All right. So confession of the word, it's important. It's an important part of what we do. We put that word, we release it into the world, whether it's about us personally, it's about our surroundings, our environment, and all those other things. There, it's important. All right. So confessing the word, but remember, confessing the word does not replace intimacy with God, but it can powerfully extend what we believe to be seen in our lives. Praise God. Number three, and we're going to say this, and we're going to pray a little bit, and we're going to bounce out. Okay. Here, and this one's kind of subtle, but I want y'all to get this, brothers. As we're growing with God, and we're growing on our relationship, and we're growing and spending time with Him, I just want you to remember, number three, worship does not replace intimacy with God. John 4:23-24, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. Verse 24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. In short, I'm just kind of wrapping this up here. Over the last few years, there's been this great change that we've seen within the church, whereas the church used to be about the great hymns of the church, and there was this whole corporate hymn worship that was going on. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching, to war and all these other things. And y'all know that all these kind of great hymns, and this is nothing against them. But now we've come into this new way where we're really understanding worship, and we're singing worship songs, and we're looking to God in our worship. And there's such an environment that can be set in some of these worship environments. But here's the thing. Some people and some have come to love the environment of worship more than loving the presence of God. Sometimes you hear the songs, you get the music, and that's how I get. When I get my worship time in the mornings, I turn the music on, you know what I mean? And you kind of get yourself ready. So you're looking for this environment, this right environment to worship. But the fact of the matter is, you know, when we love the presence of God, it doesn't have to be all that, okay? Now, so when we're reading this verse, in John 4:24, again, God is a spirit, and they that worship him in spirit and in truth. So it's the Spirit of God, yes, that awakens us in this understanding of God's love and God's beauty. And it's the Spirit of God that certainly stirs us up to celebrate and to rejoice and give thanks in these things that we do. But it's not meant to be formed by what feels good, and it's all about the light of what's true, and that's where the truth comes in. We worship him in spirit and in truth. So there's this flow of the spirit. Yes, you may be feeling some things. It's great when you can feel some things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the truth of who he is keeps us bound again back to the word. So we're not just going to be worshiping him in some things that just have some ethereal kind of a flow to it, you know, or just because it has that kind of sound to it. You know, it's more than that. It has more of a basis than that. And so it's not just worshiping enjoying a worship environment. It's about loving the presence of our God. That's what it is. So worship does not replace intimacy with God, but the right worship environment certainly can assist you in entering into that holy place with him. Well, brothers, I pray that y'all got something out of that. We're just going to go into our prayer just real quick. Again, reading the Bible doesn't replace intimacy with God, but it can provide a great platform from hearing from God. Confessing the word does not replace intimacy with God, but it can powerfully extend what we believe to be seen in our lives. And again, lastly, worship does not replace intimacy with God, but the right worship environment can assist you in entering into that holy place with him. And we're just going to thank God for all he's doing. I pray, hold on to some of those verses there as we go into prayer, as we go into this prayer time. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are our Father, and besides you, that there is none other. We thank you that you've called us from the foundation of the world. We thank you for your love towards me and the other brothers who are listening to this recording now and even into the future, dear Lord. For you are a God of everly, you're an everlasting God, and not even limited to time. So your goodness continues to go on and on. Your love continues to go on and on. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. We take this time, as your word says, that we can worship you and kneel before you as the Lord, our maker, and we can give glory unto you that is due to your name, and we can worship you in the beauty of holiness, Lord. And we can just rejoice right now that you are our righteousness. You are our holiness. The word tells us that praise is comely, and it's appropriate for the upright. And we just thank you, Father God. And we just look to you. Thank you for choosing us from the foundation of the world. For truly you are our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and author and finisher of our faith. You alone are worthy of all of our heart's worship, dear God. You alone are worthy of our devotion and focus. You alone are worthy of all of our trust. And through trusting you, we come to a greater and greater place of intimacy with you. You show us more about who you are, and we thank you, Lord. We show you, you've given us your son, Jesus, for us to have this relationship. And so now we don't take it for granted, Lord. We love you, we worship you, and we give over to you, for you alone are worthy of it all. We thank you for the brothers that are listening on this recording, dear God. We thank you that as they continue to give their spirit, their soul, their body over to you, their mind, their will, and their emotions, that you will continue to show yourself alive. Hallelujah. Show yourself alive in their homes, in their family, on their jobs, throughout all of their thought life. Dear Lord, we thank you for that right now. And right now we just thank you for making us alive with Christ, for raising us up with you, seating us at your right hand, establishing us in your authority, and anointing us with your love, your spirit, and your kingdom. We pull off the old man in Jesus' name, and we apply the work of your cross, so we can put on the new man. Hallelujah. And we receive this newness into our lives, and anything of the old that is trying to hang on to us, we just move it to the side. And we just want to be open and just vulnerable before you, dear Lord, that you can make our lives what you would have them to be. We're not trying to be super deep. We're not trying to be super Christians. We're just trying to be open and honest with you so that you can lead us in a plain path. Thank you for what you've spoken to us concerning intimacy with you, dear Lord. We thank you that we realize that we're not putting our faith in the reading of our Bible. We're not putting our faith in our confession of the word. We're not putting our faith even in our form of worship, whatever that may be, but our focus is laser sharp and laser focused on you and who you are and who you've been in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We honor you right now. And we confess your name high in all the earth. In Jesus' name, we love you. We love you. We love you. Amen. Praise God.